This is the day the Lord has made, and we will rejoice. We'll be glad. We'll thank God for everything. Amen. No matter what you're going through, it's called go through. Amen. Just don't get stuck. You know how you get stuck? You stop cooperating. That's how you get stuck. And when you get stuck in a flood, you drown. Hallelujah. So don't get stuck today. Keep moving. No matter what's going on in your life, keep moving. And that's not a prophetic word to say move. Hello? So don't take it out of context. You keep moving in the spirit. Hallelujah. Friday night we celebrated the Feast of Trumpets. September 15th, for the next 10 days, from the 15th to the 25th, is called the 10 Days of Awe. We're in it right now. And that's what the teaching's about, the 10 Days of Awe. Actually, the 10 Days of Awe means 10 Days of Repentance. And it starts with the Feast of Trumpets, and the 10 Days of Awe ends with the Feast of Atonement. And so in the Feast of Atonement, that means God's judgment. The Jews call it Yom Kippur. And the Feast of Trumpets is called the Rosh Hashanah. And so then you've got the feasts. There are fall feasts and there are summer feasts. There are spring feasts. We are now in the fall feasts. The summer feast is the Feast of Pentecost. That is the summer feast. Is everybody okay? Hallelujah. So we see here right now the Feast of Trumpets begins the fall feast of the Lord. Now remember, these are the feasts of the Lord. They're not the feasts of man. Though the Jews celebrated them because there was given to Moses. Leviticus 23, verse 4. The first feast is a feast of Passover. The second feast is a feast of unleavened bread. And verse 4 says, these are the feasts of the Lord, holy convocations, which you shall proclaim at their appointed times. At their when? Appointed times. Now, understand that the word feast is also a representation of God's appointed times. So these are appointments of God. Everyone say appointments of God. So that you know that this feast is not just a feast of celebration. These are feasts that are appointed by God for specifically something he's going to do. And only Jesus, because only God could fulfill the feast. So these were celebrated from the time God gave it to Moses in the book of Leviticus. He wrote this all down. So the first two feasts is the Feast of Passover and the Feast of Unleavened Bread. The third feast, you can see in your Bible, says called the Feast of First Fruits. That's known as the Feast of Resurrection. So the first three feasts Jesus fulfilled, dying on the cross. The word leaven means evil. So unleavened bread means unevil bread. Hello? And that's when Jesus descended into hell. And he took the keys of death, hell, and the grave from Satan and the power and authority from Satan because he defeated evil. After that, he rose again on the third day. So in those 3 days, Jesus fulfilled the first three feasts. Amen? 50 days later, from the Feast of First Fruits, what we call resurrection time, 50 days later, 50 meaning Pentecost, was fulfilled. That's when Jesus poured out his spirit in the upper room to anyone willing to receive the baptism of the Holy Spirit. And this is where the Church of Christ began. Because it did not begin on the Word, it began on the Spirit. Does everybody understand that? The Word came to bring the Spirit. The Word became flesh to bring the Spirit. It came to bring His presence, to bring His power, His love, to bring the anointing, which is the eternal presence and power of God Almighty. That's what He came to bring. To do what? Defeat the powers of darkness. To open the eyes to see the unseen. To be reconnected to home. Man, we are fighting a battle that people just don't get. It's an unseen battle. They're still fighting in the physical realm, having no idea of what's going on. knowing that all the governments of the world have been controlled by Satan's kingdom. This is nothing but a false thing. They threaten with nuclear war, but they're not going to do nuclear war. Satan doesn't want to destroy everything yet. He controls everything, all the financial banks, everything. His kingdom is known as the Babylonian kingdom. It's been ruling and controlling people and then putting them in slavery. They not only use humanity to labor for them, to produce funds and mining and whatever, to kill one another, but they use them for food too. They use them for sacrifices. But God sent us on this earth, born in the flesh, to be born in the spirit, to overcome and attack these realms. That's why you and I are alive. And we must hate evil, not pet it. We must not compromise with it. If you knew what was going on. And this is just, you may not, I don't know how to explain this, but this is not just on the earth. This is universal. There's other things going on in the universe that people have no idea. I'm a firm believer that God just didn't make humanity. He's been around a long time. He didn't wait for a gazillion years to say, I'm going to make humans today. No. But he created us in his image and likeness, to be born in his image and likeness. Amen. Born again of the Spirit. Now, there may be other creations and other planets that we have no idea about. None. Because we have been limited. Knowledge has been kept from us. Even the book of Enoch has been kept from us in our Bible. I think somebody who walked with God for over 300 years has something to say. But it ain't in the Bible. And you can't interpret this Bible without the Holy Spirit. Other than that, it's just nothing but a book. I've had people tell me, I've read the Bible over and over. And they're still doing the same thing. Even the devil knows the Bible is still going to hell. Amen? So we are in a time and season right now that is vitally important. These next 10 days of repentance is our opportunity to reflect. Repent from everything. Everything is associated with our lives of past, present. To cut us loose from things that we've done, thought, agreed with. Come clean. Come clean. Why? Because God's judgment will come. He's judging the earth. Amen? So, again, we've got the Feast of Passover, the Feast of Unleavened Bread, the Feast of First Fruits, and then the Pentecost. And now we've got the Feast of Weeks, which is also associated fulfilling the weeks of Pentecost, the 50 days. Then the next feast to be fulfilled. Now, Jesus fulfilled all these feasts already. So there's four feasts fulfilled. Next feast is the Feast of Trumpets. Trumpets. There's no coincidence we have a president called Trump. Hello. And then his vice president was called Pence. So it was Trump-Pence. But Pence got thrown out because he's corrupt. Yes, he's corrupt. God's exposing them all those pedophiles. Doing inhumane acts. Amen? Okay, so the first three feasts are the spring feast. Then you have the summer feast, which is Pentecost. Now we're in the fall feast. Amen? These feasts are appointed times of God with humanity and his creation, that will remind them that he is God. And what he has done. And to reconcile those that are out of God's timing. Before it's too late. Again, only God himself can fulfill these feasts in this realm. And Jesus fulfilled the first four feasts and will fulfill the last three. Amen? So the next feast would be, which we're already in right now, it's called the 10 Days of Av, and the Feast of Trumpets. They had big celebrations in Israel and all kinds of stuff. It's all over the world. blowing the shofar, the trumpets. Again, there are multiple meanings of blowing the trumpet. One of them is the beginning of the new year, because the Feast of Trumpet is the first day of the new year for the Jewish calendar. So it's brand new. We started a new year. We don't, you know, our calendar is different than the Jewish calendar. Amen? In fact, well, let me finish this first. So the trumpets, there's multiple meanings of the trumpet blowing. Again, it's the beginning of the new year. It's the gathering of God's people. It's a warning of danger when the trumpet's blown. Amen? It's an awakening to repentance. Yeah. It's a battle for, it's a call for battle. And it's a coronation for the king. Think about this. Now I'm going to share something that's powerful. In the beginning of the year, the Lord usually gives me a word in December for January. So in 2023, the title of the word, I don't have the whole word in front of me. The title of the word was, it was a year of crossover. And I kept seeing that we were going to, the body of Christ was going to cross over. Things were going to change globally, that I had no idea what was going to happen. I got the word from the Lord. He doesn't tell me I was going to do things, but he gave me a word. If you get a chance, you can go to Eternal Library and look it up. But it was a year of crossover, and I saw that many things were going to cross over, and the things that were preventing us from crossing over were going to be dismantled. And so now we started that. See, we started 2023, but the Jewish year is now. So we're going to see that year that was prophesied of crossover begin now. And it's also the year 5784, according to the Jewish calendar. 5784. Write it down. You need to know this. It's the Hebrew calendar. And the Jewish calendar and language, every letter represents a number, and there's meaning to them. So the year 5784 means the year of open doors. The year of what? Open doors. That's like crossover, isn't it? Many doors are going to start to open. They started yesterday, starting now. That the enemy has shut on you. And God is going to open. But these doors are opened by humility, humbleness. Amen? If you're walking in pride, God ain't going to open that door. Why? Because it says God resists the what? Prideful, but gives grace to the humble. So this is a part of his plan, is to open doors. So you've got to be humble. You got to make sure that you're not touching unclean things, that you're walking right with God. It'll be a door of humility, blessings, and assignments from God. You know, many of us have been waiting on, you know, Lord, what am I supposed to do? What am I supposed to do? He's going to let you know. Choices and decisions you've been waiting on, those doors are going to open. A lot of things are going to change this coming year. Remember, this is the year. We're in the year of Jubilee. Hello? Things are going to happen. But we got to stay in position. Remember, the feasts are the appointed times of God with humanity, and only He can fulfill them. So Friday night, we came together, and the Holy Spirit said to me, worship. So we did no praise, we did no river, we just worshiped. For almost 2 hours, close to it. That's all we did, was just worship and give God glory. And His presence filled this place and touched people and so forth. But again, we were honoring and worshiping the King. That's all we did, was just worship. That's what the Lord said, just worship me. You don't even have to praise to break things. I'm allowing you in. Why? What was the word? Open door. We didn't have to push doors or nothing. Heavens were open. Oh, glory. In John chapter 10 and verse 1. Most assuredly I say to you, he who does not enter the sheepfold by the door, but climbs up some other way, the same is a thief or a robber. But he who enters by the door is the shepherd of the sheep. To him the doorkeeper opens, and the sheep hear his voice. And he calls his own sheep by name and leads them out. And when he brings out his own sheep, he goes before them, and the sheep follow him, for they know his voice. They know his leading. They know his unction. Why? Because if you're carrying the presence of God, then you're in fellowship with the presence of God. Yet they will by no means follow a stranger, but will flee from him, for they do not know the voice of the strangers. Jesus uses an illustration, but they did not understand the things which he spoke of them. Then Jesus said to them again, most assuredly I say to you, I am the door of the sheep. And all who ever came before me are thieves and robbers, but the sheep did not hear them. I am the door. If anyone enters by me, he will be saved and will go out in and out of the fine pasture. The thief does not come except to what? Steal and to kill and to destroy. I have come that they may have life and that they may have it more abundantly. I am the good shepherd, and the good shepherd gives his life for the sheep. Again, Jesus is the door. Amen? He's the door. And he's also the doorkeeper. So, hallelujah. So, the next feast to be fulfilled is called Feast of Tabernacles. So, these three feasts are the feasts, the fall feasts. It's called Tabernacles or Sukkot. It's from September 29th to October 7th, Feast of Tabernacles, known as the Feast of Booths. So we see from September 29th to October 7th is 8 days. Eight meaning what? New beginnings. 8 days of new beginnings. Remember, the Jews were in the wilderness after they came out of Egypt. They were in places they called huts or whatever, but they lived in them, and they were called booths. That's why it's called Feast of the Booths. It was, Jesus, of course, is the tabernacle. Amen? But they celebrate the Feast of Tabernacle. We'll talk about more of that here in a minute. So the three fall feasts, again, is the Feast of Trumpets, the Feast of Atonement, and the Feast of Tabernacle. Now, Atonement, that feast, is the highest holy feast for the Jewish people. Go to Matthew 24, verse 3. Now, as Jesus sat on the Mount of Olives, his disciples came to him privately, saying, tell us when these things will be, and what will be the sign of your coming and the end of the age. In other words, the age of grace. And Jesus answered and said to them, take heed that no one does what? Deceive you. Is there any people being deceived in the world? Oh my God. It's getting worse. More and more people are joining the booster club. It's incredible to me. And its rewards is a free tomb. For many will come in my name, saying, I am the Christ, and will deceive many. And you will hear of wars and rumors of wars. See that you are not troubled, for all these things must come to pass, but the end is not yet. For nation will rise against nation and kingdom against kingdom, and there will be famines and pestilence and earthquakes in various places. Has that been happening? Whoa! All over. I mean, flooded. There's flooding all over the world. The Netherlands, all over the world. And all these things that are beginning of sorrows. Why? You know, chaos brings sour, doesn't it? People are tormented. Many people are. Look what happened in Hawaii. And they wouldn't even let the people escape. They let them burn alive. Why? Because the government is ruled by who? Satan. His kingdom. He's out to kill as many people as he can right now. He wants a reduced population so he has more control. You know, so many times people fear demons when they're supposed to be fearing us. Amen? I don't know if you know right now, but there is an assembly going on with world leaders. And they're talking about how to produce peace. What does the Bible say? When they talk about what? Peace, then what? Sudden destruction? And you know what they're trying to do? Figure out a 7-year treaty. Woohoo! Tell me we ain't close. And that's happening the 18th and 19th of this month. I think it's in New York or some, you know, corrupt New York. Hallelujah. Well, some people are finally standing up and awakening. Amen. Realizing that these open borders are losing, people are losing their jobs, they don't have enough food, and even some of the governors and the governments are going, you know what, we can't handle this anymore. Why? Because all the red states are shipping them to the blue states. They didn't think that they would do that. And I feel sorry for the people that are coming in illegally. I feel sorry for them. Because they're lost. And they're just, many of them are being sold. But you know what's happening in this whole thing? They are stealing the children. They're taking them, the children, because they've made deals. That's why they've opened borders. So if they can bring as many people in, they can steal the children from them and offer them to Satan's kingdom. People have no idea about what's going on. Hundreds of thousands of kids taken, not knowing where they are. Just the last bunch that came in, they could not find 80,000 of them that were registered, supposedly. They're gone. They didn't vanish and they didn't get raptured. Or we wouldn't be here. Hallelujah. It's terrible. It's sickening. That's why we got a warfare. That's why we got to pray hard. And again, all these things that are beginning to sorrow. Then they will deliver you up to tribulation. Of course, they're going to kill you or attempt to kill you. Man, they're killing people now by the biochemical warfare. They're injecting them with it. They're killing people with the climate change and all these chemtrails. They're killing people with food. They're killing people with water, contaminated water. They're killing as many people as they can. I won't be surprised if it adds up to a third of the world dying. And they will kill you, and you will be hated by all nations for my name's sake. Christianity is being hated globally. And many will be offended, will betray one another, and will hate one another. The many false prophets will rise and deceive many. And because of lawlessness will abound, the love of many will what? Grow cold. Man, that's why you're seeing more rage in the streets. But he who endures to the end shall be saved. And this gospel of the kingdom will be preached in all the world as a witness to all nations. And then the end will come. So we see right now we're finishing up the beginning of sorrows. Touching tribulation, although some of the seals of tribulation have been broke and are now coming into the beginning of sorrows time, but they haven't been fulfilled yet. Because just a seal is broke doesn't mean it's always going to be completely fulfilled. There's a process of those seals being fulfilled. Then we'll go into tribulation and then we'll go into great tribulation, what you and I are not supposed to be a part of. Hello? God willing, we'll be gone by then. Or we'll see it happen and we'll be gone. Amen. So the beginning in sorrows is a time of loss. It's a time of loss. it's like in tribulation, it's a time of chastisement. And great tribulation will be a time of God's, it will be harmful and judgment. It will be wrath, God's wrath. So you got the beginning of sorrows is loss. Amen. Tribulation will be known as chastisement and damage to things. And great tribulation will be known as God's wrath and harm. So even the tribulation will be a judgment, but it won't be God's wrath. So you got chastisement, judgment, and wrath. Sorrows, beginning of sorrows. Judgment and wrath. Hello, chastisement, judgment, and wrath. I'll say it again. We've got sorrows, tribulation, and great tribulation, all associated with chastisement, judgment, and wrath. And Luke 17, verse 22. Then Jesus said to his disciples that the days will come when you will desire to see one of the days of the Son of Man, and you will not see it. Boy, many people are desiring it right now, right? Lord, please come. For I kill somebody. Verse 23. And they will say to you, look here or look there. Do not go after them or follow them. For as a lightning that flashes out of the one part under heaven shines to the other part under heaven, so also the Son of Man will be in his day. But first, he must suffer many things and be rejected by this generation. As it was in the days of Noah. Are we in the days of Noah? Yeah. As it was in the days of Noah, so it will be also in the days of the Son of Man. They ate, they drank, they married wives. They were given in marriage. Did you notice the difference? They were ate, they drank, they married wives. Then it says that they were given in marriage. Well, that ain't marrying a wife then. Hello? Until the day that Noah entered the ark and the flood came and destroyed them all. Likewise, as it was also in the days of Lot. They ate, they drank, they bought, they sold, they planted, they built. But on the day that Lot went out of Sodom, it rained fire and brimstone from heaven and destroyed them all. Even so it will be in the day when the Son of Man is revealed. In that day, he was on the housetop, and his goods are in the house. Let him not come down to take them away. And likewise, one who is in the field, let him not turn back. Remember Lot's wife. See, so many people are turning back. Because of all the things that's going on, they're going back to their old ways, or they're trying to preserve their materialism and all the other stuff. And they're not realizing what's happening. It's causing distraction, losing focus. But we're seeing floods just like the days of Noah all over the world. We're seeing perversion because that's what Lot's time was about. Transgender, homosexual, lesbian, so forth. All of that was happening there. I mean, they even tried to rape the two angels that were at Lot's house. Come on, think about it. This is not a story. This is reality. You know, so many people don't want to talk about those things. Oh, we don't want to hear that. Well, that's real. This is what's going on. Amen? So the days of Noah and the days of Lot, it's here. Noah's flooding, destruction, damage, loss. And Lot's representing perversion, sin. 1 Peter chapter 3, verse 18, please. For Christ also suffered once for sins, the just for the unjust, that he might bring us to God, being put to death in the flesh, made alive by the Spirit, by whom also he went and preached to the spirits in prison. Well, he didn't go preach to people in prison physically. These were people that were in Hades. They were in prison. Who formerly were what? Disobedient. Hello? These were disobedient, uncoveted individuals that Jesus went, because when he went into hell, when he went into Hades, he went and he preached to them and gave them one last opportunity to pull them out. Does everybody understand that? But that ain't happening again. It's over. Those who go there now, send themselves. Who formerly were disobedient, when once the divine long-suffering waited in the days of Noah, while the ark was being prepared, in which a few, that is eight souls. What's eight mean? New beginnings. That's why he had the flood. Destroy everything so that what? A new beginning would come. We're saved through water. There is also an antitype which now saves us. Baptism. Not by removal of the filth of the flesh, but the answer of good conscience toward God. Through the resurrection of Jesus Christ, who has gone into heaven and is at the right hand of God, angels and authorities and powers having been made subject to him. Eight souls mean a new beginning after the flood. Entered Hades to rescue one last time. Well, when Jesus does a rescue, he does it fully. Amen? Remember, he took on all of our sins, all of our stuff. That was the only way to enter them into hell. He became sin. Revelation 15 and verse 1. Then I saw another sign in heaven, great and marvelous, seven angels having the seven last plagues, for in them the wrath of God is complete. This would be great tribulation. Hello. And I saw something like a sea of glass mingled with fire, and those who have the victory over the beast, over his image and over his mark, and over the number of his name, standing on the sea of glass, having harps of God. Remember, the beast is going to be an artificial intelligence. Because it says he will cause the beast to come basically alive or speak. But it'll be an artificial intelligence that people will be made to worship. And they will accept the mark of the beast, which is a computer insignia. Why? So they can buy and sell. Because everything will be AI. We're seeing the big beginning of it now, aren't we? They will sing the song of Moses, the servant of God, and the song of the Lamb, saying, great and marvelous are your works, Lord God Almighty. Just and true are your ways, O King of the saints. Who shall not fear you, O Lord, and glorify your name? For you alone are holy, for all nations shall come and worship before you. For your judgments have been manifested. After these things I looked, and behold, the temple of the tabernacle of the testimony in heaven was opened. And out of the temple came the seven angels, having the seven plagues clothed in pure bright linen, and having their chests girded with the golden bands. Then one of the four living creatures gave the seven angels seven golden bowls full of the wrath of God who lives forever and ever. The temple was filled with smoke from the glory of God and from his power, and no one was able to enter the temple till the seven plagues of the seven angels was complete. Wow. Seven plagues released from the tabernacle of God. Revelation 21, verse 1. Now I saw a new heaven and a new earth, for the first heaven and the first earth had passed away, and there was no more sea. Then I, John, saw the holy city, the new Jerusalem, coming down out of heaven from God, prepared as a bride adorned for her husband. And I heard a loud voice from heaven saying, behold, the tabernacle of God is with men, and he will dwell with them, and they shall be his people, and God himself will be with them and be their God. This will fulfill the Feast of Tabernacles. Because the Lord will come on the earth. Hello? We will reign for 1,000 years. And the fullness of the tabernacle, which is the new Jerusalem city, will come down after the 1,000 years. But the tabernacle of God will be here for the 1,000-year reign. But the new Jerusalem city will come down afterwards. And God will wipe away every tear from their eyes. There shall be no more death, no sorrow, no crying. There shall be no more pain, for the former things have passed away. Then he who sat on the throne said, behold, I make all things new. And he said to me, write, for these words are true and faithful. And he said to me, it is done. I am the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end. I will give the fountain of water of life freely to him who thirsts. He who overcomes shall inherit all things, and I'll be his God, and he shall be my son. But the cowardly, unbelieving, abominable, murderous, sexual, immoral, sorcerers, idolaters, and all liars shall have their part in the lake which burns with fire and brimstone, which is the second death. And I'm going to close at 1 Peter chapter 5. Glory to God. Days of awe. We're in the 10 days of awe. 10 days of repentance. The year of open doors. The year of crossover. It started. Hallelujah. Get ready. Stay in position. Amen. No matter what's going on, don't freak out. Don't let fear make decisions for you. Amen. Stay firm. It's like waiting at a bus stop. Make sure you get on the right bus. Well, I'll just take this one. No, don't do that. Hallelujah. For those of us who've taken the wrong bus, we know what it's like. They have to travel for a long time to get right on. Anyway. 1 Peter chapter 5 and verse 5. Let's speak it. Likewise, you younger people, submit yourselves to your elders. Yes, all of you be submissive to one another and clothed with humility. That means respect one another. For God resists the proud, but he what? Gives grace to the humble. Therefore, humble yourselves under the mighty hand of God, that he may exalt you in due time. Casting your care upon him, for he cares for you. Be sober, which means what? Alert. Be vigilant, which means consistent. Because your adversary, the devil, walks about like a roaring lion, seeking whom he may devour. Now, again, a roaring lion means big mouth. Amen? It's his mouth. It's the voice that misleads people. He can't touch you unless you let him. Resist him, steadfast in the faith. What's the faith have? A shield. And what does it do? It blocks off every fiery dart. Resist them steadfast in the faith, knowing that the same sufferings are experienced by your brotherhood in the world. So let me tell you, when you're going through it, you're not the only one. Don't let the enemy convince you you're the only one. Amen. But may the God of all grace, who called us to his eternal glory by Christ Jesus, after you've been challenged, after you've suffered a little bit, he'll perfect you. He'll establish you. He'll strengthen you, and he'll settle you so you'll never move again. And to him be glory and honor and dominion forever and ever and ever and ever and ever and ever and ever. And everybody said amen. Praise God.